Woman gets nearly 22 years prison for maritime killing off Dana Point. Santa Ana, California. A 42-year-old woman who helped her drug trafficking friend kill a marijuana dealer who owed him money by taking the victim on her fishing boat off Dana Point Harbor to be beaten, shot and drowned was sentenced to 21 years and 10 months in federal prison, prosecutors said April 18. Sheila Marie Ritz of San Juan Capistrano was convicted in April 2022 of second-degree murder and lying to investigators stemming from the killing of 44-year-old Tri. James Dow on October 14, 2019. She was sentenced late Monday by U.S. District Judge David O. Carter. Her co-defendant, Hoang Zan Le, was convicted in 2021 of first-degree murder, conspiracy to commit murder, and using a firearm to commit a crime of violence, and last year he pleaded guilty to multiple other drugs and weapons-related charges. Le is scheduled to be sentenced July 17 and faces a life prison term. During Ritz's trial, Assistant U.S. Attorney Gregory Scali told jurors Dow had been texting his longtime girlfriend, Natalie Nguyen, before Le, Ritz and the victim left shore for a lobster fishing expedition. "We're launching, love you." Those were the last words Natalie heard from James Dow, Scali said. Only two people came back from the fishing trip, the prosecutor told jurors. James Dow never made it back. His body was found 36 hours later by fishermen. Dow had a graze wound to the back of the head and was shot in the back and suffered blows to the head, but his cause of death was listed as drowning, Scali said. Ritz, who worked at a property management office in Orange, met Le through her work, Scali said. In 2019, Ritz's life was spinning out of control, with an affair ruining her marriage and leading her to start drinking heavily, the prosecutor said. She wound up being drawn to Le's criminal lifestyle, he said. She was infatuated with Hoang's drugs, guns, and gangster lifestyle, Scali said. Dow, who dealt marijuana for Le, owed his boss money, but insisted that any debts he had were secured, because he had a life insurance policy that his wife would use to pay any money he owed, Scali said. When her common-law husband did not return from the fishing trip, Nguyen filed a missing person report with authorities, Scali said. When Ritz was eventually arrested December 19, 2019, she lied and she lied again and again and again and again in her interview, Scali said. She said she had no clue why they were there, Scali said, saying she eventually admitted being on the boat but insisted she was surprised when Le shot the victim. She also claimed she was too frightened to come forward, Scali said. But the two exchanged multiple messages following Dow's death, with Ritz even calling Le my greatest catch of all, Scali said. Before the murder, Le and Dow joined Ritz on a trip with her mother-in-law Sandra to a Billy Idol concert in Las Vegas, Scali said. Ritz allegedly told her mother-in-law that she had plans with Le to off Dow that weekend, according to the prosecutor. Ritz's attorney, David Wiekert, claimed his client had nothing nefarious planned when she went out on the boat with Dow and Le. Ritz was an amazing fisherwoman who took up the hobby with her husband, Wiekert said. Wiekert said his client never made any threats about Dow during the trip to Las Vegas and accused the mother-in-law of gathering details from news accounts and lying to investigators because she wanted more time to spend with her granddaughter and felt Ritz was standing in the way of that. Wiekert showed jurors a text message exchange between the mother-in-law and a friend in which they discussed how authorities will keep that witch in jail, making it easier for the grandmother to see her granddaughter. Sandra Ritz contacted authorities and volunteered to provide information about the Vegas trip, Wiekert said. Dow was an avid gambler and he wasn't a good one, so he frequently borrowed money, Wiekert said. The defense attorney said his client suffered a head wound when officers used flashbang grenades during her arrest, so that affected how she was able to answer questions from investigators, Wiekert said. Also, she was consuming about five drinks a day at the time she was arrested, the attorney said.